from Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house. You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Evolution and Revolution. And if this is the first time you're listening to the show, then you don't know that when you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is, Dr. Suzy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revolution, your horny housewife, your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. I want to welcome you to another live edition of Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. And we're broadcasting live tonight from our studios here at Dr. Suzy's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And I am happy to say I have some guests tonight in my studio. Should be interesting. We are speaking with Michael Schussler, who is the author of The Holy G-Rail.
That's correct.
Hi, Michael.
How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. And G-Rail is short for G-Spot Relating Anatomy into Lovemaking. So we're going to talk about the G-spot, and we're going to talk about lovemaking, squirtin' USA, or anywhere around the world, actually. We are an international show. And I have another guest in my studio who is, she has two jobs, actually. She is the inspiration for the book, as well as the publicist, sort of both ends. You know, Michael's the monkey in the middle. He wrote it. But Sherry here, Sherry Michael, is that right?
I like to be called Lady G, but that's...
You like to be called what?
Lady G.
Lady G.
Lady G.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh, I see. Excuse me, I was not informed of this.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, well, forget what I said about who that was. This is Lady G. Okay, Lady G, welcome to Squirtin' Radio. So, The Holy G-Rail, this is a book about a journey, one man's journey, that hopefully others might be able to learn from, to the center of the woman, the G-spot, center of the woman. And we talk a lot about the G-spot on this show, actually. This is kind of G-spot central in a way. We have all kinds of experts on squirting and G-spots and... dildos that reach up into the G-spot and fingers that, you know, reach up to the G-spot. We've had Dr. G and Mr. G and the G-man and G-Wiz. And so we're always happy
and
to talk to someone
else. And we're continuing
on. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm of the belief, this is like, it's sort of like Mount Everest, but the opposite. Mount Everest being very high up and this is kind of deep inside.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
And everybody has a different way of getting there in a way.
Yes.
Right. So... Okay, so tell us a little bit about your journey to the G-spot, Michael.
This journey is done so the gentleman out there can conquest it much easier, so to speak.
Oh, you think you have the easiest method?
I think it's an easier method. It's a method where a gentleman can find on his own member texture and feel and even the approximate distance from the urethra. With a little flip movement to be able to masturbate or apply some self-love to himself and feel what he's feeling for. And we guys, if we don't have a focal point, we lose interest. And if we lose interest, then you ladies are not pleased.
But wait a second, it sounds a little bit like the focal point is your own dick.
In the first few minutes, yes. Very good, very good. But then you can relate it to a woman, and you've got the texture, the feel, and even the approximate distance from your urethra to release her, and through communication, patience, and talking with one another, I make it real simple for a gentleman to pleasure his woman in that way and make it an easy journey rather than an X marks the spot, because the pussy can be a very large place and not cavernous, but if you miss the G spot by a quarter of an inch, you can stroke till the cows come home. It'll feel really good. And if your lady has never experienced that particular method of release, she may not know if she's close. She may not know if you're even near it.
Huh.
And
so you're telling me that you don't have to even have a woman around. You can just figure out how to find the G-spot by looking at your own cock?
By looking and feeling, you can get a very good idea, yes.
Okay.
It was an epiphany.
Let's, we could look on your dick, but maybe we should use a dildo. And can somebody get me a dildo from the bed? Could you do that, please, Terry?
Of course I can.
They're all clean. It's okay.
Yeah.
Not the one on the monkey rocker.
No. He doesn't mind showing his anyway.
Oh, you don't mind showing
his? He doesn't mind showing
his.
I don't know what the rules are here.
No, the rules, you could look on yours.
It's kind of hard to reach over the table here with this
both.
Equipment.
I just want to get a sense of what you're saying that guys should do. Because I actually read this book a while ago. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to understand how you can find the G-spot by looking on your own penis.
It's just giving a man a focal point. I had an epiphany after finding it on Lady G, texture and feel-wise, due to our long journey through the clitoral orgasm. When we found this, quite mistakenly, we were trying to get her to squirt. And, we had her...
Well, then it doesn't sound like a mistake if you were trying to get her to squirt.
Well, you know, I find a lot of the ladies that we've experimented with and had the pleasure of...
Test subjects.
A lot of them do not ejaculate at the same time as the female G-spot orgasm. Mm-hmm. I don't... And you're the doctor, Dr. Susie.
I'm not a gynecologist, but...
I don't believe that squirting and the G-spot are synonymous, that you have to squirt each time you have the G-spot.
Yeah.
I believe that once you have the G-spot, you are... If the lady is capable, can squirt. But a lot of the women that we had the pleasure of working on...
Yeah.
Did not have any fluid come out. Yet
right.
Your orgasm
no, no,
was...
No, not necessarily.
Yes.
You don't necessarily squirt from pleasuring the G-spot, and you don't necessarily have to pleasure the G-spot to squirt. We should
correct.
Say that.
Correct.
Right.
But oftentimes they do go together. Thank
exactly.
you,
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So
now
we.
If you look
this is
on
an
there.
Interesting choice that you guys picked. A rather long, large penis. This was chosen by Sister Terry and Brother Dave. Was this an interesting project?
We liked
it. It was fun. Okay. This is a nice big vein. Now I kind of always felt that it was basically a question of the tip hitting the G-spot.
Yeah, okay. What I'm trying to do is show gentlemen, and if,
yeah.
if you hand me this.
Yeah, take that.
How to find it on
hand.
Themselves.
There you go. Okay.
If they're masturbating in the shower, applying a little bit of self-love, the urethra is here. If they reach down, now the problem with a lot of these fake ones, they don't have that flap of skin right there.
No, but I know what you mean. I can see where
and
that is.
And if you reach down and apply your finger to it and spin and rub this way, you'll feel the smooth shaft and you'll feel that rippling of skin. And then you'll feel the smooth shaft. And when the guy's in the shower,
yeah.
applying it to himself, and he gets out of out of his mindset of actually feeling with his penis, and he actually feels with his finger instead, rather than doing it to orgasm or masturbate himself.
So you're not talking about how to reach it in a woman, but more like what it feels like to the woman.
What it feels like to the man when he's reaching within a woman. And
so
even when
it.
You do that and pivot, you even get the approximate distance. And when a man pushes a little bit firmly on that spot, this whole area, it'll ridge up, but the small ridges on that flap of skin there, I call it the magic spot, will disappear.
Yeah.
And if you reach within a woman from her urethra, excuse me, inside, you'll get the same thing, only I apply a pivot move, it's horizontal. So when the man reaches in from her urethra up inside, he can feel those same ridges, and if he presses too hard, they disappear. So that's where the communication and the talk and the patience goes in. But on himself, if he reaches over, does this, and goes like this, he can...
Okay, like this, what you're doing is rubbing the ridge, the kind of ridge of skin that all guys have under the head of the penis.
Correctly. If they're not circumcised, they have to pull down their foreskin and they go there.
Yeah, I mean, when it's hard, it's always there.
And
it's under the head of the penis, whether
you're
circumcised or
not. You got to be hard, and the harder you are, the harder the whole shaft gets there. And you can actually, again... This is a twofold thing. Number one, it teaches a man to feel with his fingers, not his cock.
Okay,
which...
But I don't... let me just clarify something. Because one thing I like about this whole concept is the whole idea of the male and the female kind of being the same sort of organ, just inside out.
Correct.
Because I do very much agree with that concept.
Correct.
Because we're really very similar. We're not, men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus.
Well, and
we're all from planet Earth, I think. I mean, maybe, I just talked to some people that thought we were created by aliens, but I believe...
There are a lot that believe that, I believe.
There are a lot that believe in the whole alien thing, but that is another story. Whether we're created by aliens or...
And if they make you orgasm,
you know,
who
God,
knows?
God, goddess... Or Darwin created us from the sky. Regardless, we are kind of similar, and the genitalia are kind of made to fit.
Exactly, and we're a reversal, and the way I wrote this book, and the reason I wrote it is.
Can I say a but before you get into the way you wrote the book and the reason?
Oh no.
What I don't understand in your concept here.
Okay.
Is that when I feel that ridge with my finger, it doesn't feel like a G-spot on the outside. I mean, maybe on the inside of a guy, it sort of feels, ooh, really hot. I know that's true. I know guys really like that. That's a little secret for everybody, in case you don't know.
Me
guys
do.
For the male
that.
G-spot.
Oh, yeah, that's a great spot. That's one of the male spots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice spot, for sure. Mm-hmm. But, I mean... The G-spot has this very particular feeling of spongy kind of...
Well, and if you look at that, it's spongy.
Cellular feeling that isn't really the same skin-wise as that part of the male.
If you lube up and you're really hard in the shower...
Oh, lube up.
You lube up. You've got to...
My man uses
then
my
it becomes,
lube.
Then it becomes...
We don't use no lube. We're tough.
If it's slick, then it becomes really spongy
when
and those little ripples,
lube.
Those little ripples become real similar in texture and feel.
Huh.
And even...
When you lube up...
Yeah.
What do you think, Brother Dave, being the other male at the table?
He's looking down. He's thinking.
Thinking about...
There is a spot at the very... is that the start or the end of the penis that when it's cold or when you've been in the shower too long or in tub too long, gets to feel like a cardboard, basically.
A ripple.
Crinkled. So
yeah.
That does... That's
a pretty sensitive spot.
Is that the spot? The spot under the head?
No.
Oh, we're talking about a different spot here. What
spot
are you? Because I thought you were talking
about. Are you talking
spot.
Right here?
No, I'm not talking right there. I'm talking right between the man's balls.
Balls.
Oh, okay. Down
right
there.
Behind there.
Yeah, way down there.
The danglers, right?
That's very much like a G spot.
The taint.
Well, okay.
Between the balls and the butthole?
Yeah, basically there.
That,
yeah.
Yes,
oh, okay.
That's another very sensitive spot,
there.
And
right.
That is sometimes called the male G-spot or P-spot because it's right under the prostate.
Right.
So
okay.
That's a whole different place you're thinking of.
Well,
and I have heard that compared to the G-spot in terms of how it feels because it's right under the male prostate, and the G-spot is sometimes considered the female prostate. But
see.
Anyway. Oh. All right. So we have some different spots. So back to Michael's spot.
Okay.
Or should I say that?
And that's why
Mistress
I'm talking.
G, Lady G's.
Lady G's
spot.
Lady G.
when you're real hard and erect, the whole urethra tube gets that hard feeling underneath that little spongy skin. So you can feel it across there.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what I'm trying to do is make it real simple for men in the shower to get an approximate distance. And if you look at the urethra and about to where it is, that's about the approximate distance. If you flip, you get the approximate texture. It gives them a focal point when they're working on their lady, because from her urethra up and in, it's the same way. And again, when he's really hard, this whole tube will get hard underneath that fleshy skin.
And this part I can relate to because it is sort of a cockhead's distance inside the G-spot generally. We are different
really
sizes.
Is.
So
yes.
that we had to, I mean, some women are built smaller than some women, and some men
and it may shift around depending on her position.
But it's approximately a cockhead inside, and that's why women often like it when a guy just sticks the head of his cock inside, because then it's kind of just rubbing up against there.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
kind of nice.
It's easy for men. Michael wrote the book just to make it easy for men to know what to feel for. I mean,
to have
every
a focal
time you look
point.
Through magazines or books,
and
X marks the spot, and that's all they give you. They just say, here it is, here's the X, whatever.
Along those lines, I think in texture-wise, guys should feel their tongue. Because the tongue has that spongy feeling and feels a little bit more like the G-spot than the rest of the vagina, which is smooth. Vagina is smooth around, and then you feel that G-spot, and it's different. It's a spongy, more like a tongue than other parts of the skin.
Well, and that's where I'm saying that little flabby skin is spongy when you have a hard on, and it goes away.
I don't
and comes
know if the flabby skin is spongy.
I guess it's your idea of what spongy is. That's how...
Maybe
that,
so.
Yeah.
But my idea of what spongy is comes from sponges.
Very good. See, I've had some women say it feels like a walnut.
A walnut. Yeah, I have heard that.
A walnut. And to me, it's the same thing when
actually,
you're really, really hard.
Actually, they say it's the size of a walnut. It's
the size
of a walnut, but it feels like that corrugated, corrugated.
Feels like a softer walnut.
Softer, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
See, the thing is vibrators and these do not have those ripples like a walnut would have.
Mm-hmm. And
but
then
if I was to whip it out right now, you'd see the little ripples.
Do you want to whip it out? She's talked about that, and you've talked about that.
It isn't mine.
I don't mind.
I mean, I don't know what the rules
it's
are.
It's flaccid.
No, the rules,
there really aren't any rules here.
I'm going to whip it out.
He's going to whip it out. All right, there's some whipping going on here, and
there's
going to be some whipping out here.
And if under the candle...
Don't burn yourself.
Don't burn
it's not a real candle.
No. Okay, oh, right. Good. It's not real. Okay.
And you know, I'm definitely flaccid. So,
oh, here we go.
So, you know, that there, if you reach over, that's really spongy, and the harder you get, the urethra tube...
It looks flappy, not spongy.
Flappy.
but
if you come across it, it will give you that same feeling.
Oh, I bet it does. Must feel nicer now in your seat.
It does. And
right,
the second point, the second
Thank
point.
Thank you, Brother Michael.
You're welcome. The second point I'm making is to get the guy out of his head and focus on feeling for something within his lady.
Well, that's always a good idea.
You know,
get out of your big head and into your little head.
Exactly. Focus the pleasure. I believe all of you ladies are the Holy Grail, and that's why I named the book what it is.
Very good. And we're going to talk about Holy Grail, because I want to talk about that concept, because I'm all into, you know, the knight and the lady and the Holy Grail, the search for the her pleasure spot, whether
it's
in her vagina, such as the actual G-spot, or the G-spot of her mind, her fantasies, her desires. That's also a Holy Grail.
Exactly.
And we're here in our studio at Radio Suzy 1 in downtown L.A., and my guest is Michael Schussler, author of The Holy G-Rail, and Lady G. Sister Terry is also here, Brother Dave. Saw Brother Norman wandering around. if you'd like to give us a call, our number, if you're in North America, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-289-7068. And anywhere else in the world, you can call 213-749-1330. If you're in Skype, you can put yourself into the waiting room, and then I will put you into the talking area, and we can talk. We're talking about the G-spot specifically and pleasure in general. Not too much pain. Although, if you touch the G-spot the wrong way, it hurts.
Yes.
So don't do that.
Stroking too hard can be very uncomfortable.
Soon.
Very.
Yeah.
Read your woman.
Read
or
book.
Talk to her.
And read your woman. And try to read your woman.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you know, the best thing to do is make sure she's very wet. You know. And her own juices are the best, but
natural,
you know,
lubrication is the best.
You can also use some lube. You know, there's different types of lube. And yet, I think for G-spot stimulation, you really have to make sure that she's wet herself.
Well, and that's just a matter of warming her up and pleasuring her enough.
Yeah.
I find with Lady G, clitoral stimulation with G-spot stimulation makes her blow much easier.
Here's a little word.
Generally
easier
with that combination. Yes, it is.
Multiple
sensations, much more intense.
And the guys out there need to get over the fact that they don't have to be the conquering, you know, King Kong to do it. That a little bit of help, a little bit of talk, a little bit of sensitivity towards their lady will go a long way in getting her off. And the repercussions of that are so much greater than trying to do it without telling her what you're doing. A lot of gentlemen that have read my book come up to me and it's like, Mike, I can't, you know, it's just not working. It's like, have you talked to her about it? It's like, no, I just want to surprise her with it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's not, you know, it could happen.
That's sweet and all, but maybe not so realistic.
No, you know, and the reality of it is the book teaches you how to find it by texture and feel and give a focal point. After you get her off that way a lot of times, then you can use your cock to do it. Because you know exactly where it is, and you can flip your body, and you've got the communication going with your lady, and it's like, move me over this way, or move me over that way, okay, and it works.
Well, I think, personally speaking myself, I think it starts in your head, and I mean, that's why I think your book kind of is wonderful, because it starts in women's head, you know, sex starts in your head, and you have to be, you know, stroked, and you have to be caressed, and you have to be massaged, and you have to be in the mental state of mind to get to that point a lot of times, because as women, you know, sometimes our minds are everywhere else but where they should be.
And
that's Lady G speaking, and she is the inspiration for the book, The Muse. How did you two meet?
Gosh, we met about 10 years ago.
How did we meet?
We were both in...
We were naughty.
We were both...
Well, you were in another relationship?
Yeah, we were in another relationship.
Hot.
And I saw him from across the room, and I thought, damn, he's hot.
Ooh.
So I thought, I got to have him.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
did you see her across the room?
I did. And we chatted, and she kind of fibbed about her age, and I had no clue for about 8 months, and it's still I have no clue now.
You thought I was 18, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She and it doesn't matter, but it was funny. It was it was, like I say, naughty, and we could have gone about things a little differently, because it's never good to...
Now, it wasn't naughty because of your age.
No,
because we were in other relationships at the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And you know, that's not the best way to start a new relationship or end an old one.
Oh, actually, I think it is the best way, because that's how I started mine. and you know, I mean, it's...
Things happen for a reason, though.
Yes. I'm not saying I recommend it, but it can be, it's a common way.
Yes.
Because so many very sexual people mm-hmm. are in relationships. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people go from one to another.
And I think people are drawn towards each other for certain reasons. And
exactly. And when you try and try and try, and that, again, was an inspiration to the book. The communication in my prior relationship and her prior relationship did not work. So we lost what we needed in those relationships and found each other to fulfill those needs.
There you go. Okay, and so had you found your G-spot before? Did you know about your G-spot, Lady G?
No, I didn't. In my previous relationship, pretty much my...
let him know about the clitoral experience.
My ex-husband, pretty much, he got himself off, and then he rolled over and went to bed. And
oh.
It was pretty much, okay, you're on your own.
Oh, no wonder you were cruising for another mate.
So my hand got a lot of workouts.
Ah, okay.
He would not even allow her to use toys.
No,
I introduced her to vibrators.
No. Sorry?
Ooh.
And we're talking many years.
Wow. Was he religious? Or
no, it was just...
macho.
That's, you know, he was all I needed. I didn't need toys. I didn't need anything. But he wasn't even satisfying me, so it's like, okay.
That's awful.
You
so he was like that King Kong kind of guy you were talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Macho
but you know
man,
what?
I can
I
make you come.
I want to just say something
in
defense
man.
Of King Kong. Because the actual King Kong in the movie, he's a very sensitive ape.
Yes.
So, you know, I think he would let Fay Wray use toys if that made her happy.
Yeah.
He would even find them for her.
Yeah, because you know, he'd be a little bit...
I have some.
Well, gorillas are different than
King
chimpanzees,
Kong,
but
yeah,
he'd probably
they're
be a little bit large.
I like them all.
But I never found my G-spot until I was with Michael. And,
right.
And then it was...
She never even attempted.
Had you
I
found other women's G-spots?
Not that I knew of.
Okay. You
okay,
aware
they weren't communicating.
You might have been there,
me.
But you didn't know what country you were in.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
So was this something that you went... You read about it, or you heard about it, or
we watched some videos, and we were trying to do the squirting thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean that's and it touched base on the G spot, and you know to stimulate that area to build up the fluid in the vaginal tissue there, and that's what we were doing. And lo and behold, she blew 2 times in 15 minutes, and couldn't speak for an hour afterwards.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Wore me out. I couldn't.
You squirted.
No.
Oh, blue meaning you
just
had an orgasm.
G-spot like
orgasm.
She'd never had before.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, I don't know how men have it, but I was so exhausted I couldn't move.
It takes every muscle in your body.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
And clitorally.
Absolutely. Exhausting. When done correctly, exhausting.
Exhausting.
And through her clitoris, she can come 4, 5, 6 times.
Yeah.
And still want more.
Mm.
This time, she just... rolled over, and it was like, I'm done.
One was it, or two.
Yeah,
two in a row, actually. You know, it was the first time, and that's why the next morning I was applying some self-love in the shower, and it was like, and the only reason I really thought about it is because of her prior relationship and the fact that she would have to masturbate herself after he got off through the clitoris, it took me many years to get her off.
Okay.
Because I couldn't touch her or even stroke her arm because she was so regimented in just don't touch me, I'll get myself off this way. And it took me many years of, okay, finally I could rub the inside of her leg while she was getting herself off. Finally we introduced toys.
Mm-hmm.
Finally I was able to do it with my tongue in my own mouth by studying, but it took many, many, many years. So when the G-spot happened indirectly, in the flash of an eye, it was like, whoa, how'd that happen? Because it took so long to do it the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have I'm the Bad Guy up on Skype here.
Mm.
Hey, Bad Guy. How bad is it?
This is
sounds pretty bad
okay.
to me.
Well,
actually, the bad guy's a really good guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard you talking earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, about how the curve really didn't make a difference and whatnot. Well,
I didn't say
you.
The curve okay. didn't make a difference.
Yeah, the head of the penis, okay,
right.
is from a certain spot to actually make a woman orgasm.
The head of the penis.
I'll tell you what. The thing is, you know, there's a weird looking penis out there with that. It's actually shaped like a banana.
Uh-huh.
For some ungodly reason.
Yeah, it's got a little kink in it.
Banana.
This is your penis we're talking about?
Yeah, it kind of does this.
Okay. All right. Just want to know which weird-looking penis we were referring to.
Oh,
yours.
There's
yeah,
so many out there.
Well, apparently I have a weird-looking penis, according to some women.
Mm. Does it have a peel also? Do you peel down the skin? Or?
No. It kind of just, like, curls up in a little arrow, like a banana.
Like a banana, right.
Okay.
Okay, but not
like
with the
peel. Like a banana.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and for some reason, it rubs a spot that normally, apparently, other penises don't rub.
So you've been told.
So you're gifted.
Well, yeah, apparently it's a gifted thing that I've been told about.
So you still have that girl that's soaking all the mattresses in your house?
No. She keeps calling me, though.
I want to soak your mattress.
Constantly she's calling me.
So you've had it with her.
She's telling me, you know, I mean, you made me do things that other men didn't do.
Well, then you know you've really gotten it if she's calling. For sure.
Oh, he knows he's gotten it. The bad guy is bad that way.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. We've been hearing about his exploits for a while. You've been making women squirt. Well, this one woman, anyway.
The problem.
Who's the girlfriend, speaking of relationships
right.
where you're with someone else, she is the ex-girlfriend of his best friend, right? Or used to be best friend.
Yeah. Well, they're back together now. The problem is she's still calling.
Oh, they're back together and she's still calling.
And I keep on turning her down and telling her, no, you're drunk. She calls me after she gets shit-faced at the bar,
you
know?
So let me ask you, do you think that he hits her G-spot? No.
Apparently not.
If she's still calling him, it's like something's not right there.
I know, that was a rhetorical question, but I had to hear it.
It's
yeah.
too bad she has to be shit-faced to do it, though.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. No, she doesn't have to be shit-faced. I mean, she'll be doing it right there in the middle of the day when he's at work, and it's like, I keep on telling her, no. Man,
I don't think she has to be shit-faced for the sex. She has to be shit-faced because she's cheating on her
that's
boyfriend.
That's it. That's right. Yeah, it occurred to me. It
yeah.
took me a minute. Sorry. My apologies.
The cheating thing is the shit-face requirement. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, the cheating thing. And it happens to be bad guy's friend.
That's even worse.
Lucius. Yeah, even worse, exactly. So she's got to be feeling guilty about the situation.
Have you ever made any other girl squirt, or just her?
Oh, no. That's just one in a line.
One in a line. You're hitting the G-spots right down the line, all the women.
He's got that
banana dick.
Yeah.
If you know where to go.
That's
you
true.
Now, do you know where to go, or you're just lucky?
Certain women can squirt. No. All women can squirt.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I think all women can.
Of that. All women can. It's just a matter of hitting that spot that they really want. And the making them, and not only that, but it's not just the spot.
Yeah.
It's making them feel comfortable and understanding that you're not going to piss on yourself. You just really want to
That's the key, is getting them out of their head and getting that fear that they're going to dribble
you know,
a little bit of urine out.
They're always wondering, you know, what am I doing? Am I going to piss on them? I feel like I'm going to piss on them. No, just let it go. You're not pissing.
Nope.
Doing something that's natural.
Exactly.
And it's not piss.
Mm.
Exactly, and I think that's where communication and patience comes in, and letting her know if you feel that way. Well, the best thing is, before you have sex, have her empty her bladder, and that way that fear is gone, and she can go into it full force without any mental fear.
There you go, pee first. All right, so we have... We have Chris on line two. On the phone, right? You want to say hi? Hello,
hi, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi. What's going on?
I just wanted to talk to you about anal sex.
Anal sex. Okay. What about anal sex?
What's the best way to ease it in?
What's the best way to eat her anally?
Ease it in.
Oh, ease it in. Well, you could start with eating her anally, actually. That,
yeah.
Often when I make a mistake, I really am actually saying what I should be saying. So
Yes. You
should lick her there. If you're going to stick your dick inside, then you should stick your tongue in first. That's my humble
lube
thing.
Lube it up.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, analingus? Okay, so you're cool with that. So that's the first thing.
I like that word.
And after a little analingus, or maybe a lot, you know, get her nice and wet. And I'm not talking about just one session, but over time, over a few sessions, you gradually get in a finger, maybe just up to the knuckle. And you kind of wiggle it in there very, very gradually and keep opening her up. And, you know, the gradual... Okay, he's already got his where he's going with that. He knows what to do now. He's done.
That was
he's
quick.
He's off to do it.
Yeah, he's off to do it.
That was real quick.
Any longer.
I'm going to try
well,
this.
The problem is he didn't stay long enough to find out what happens if she actually does it to him.
Ooh, you are the bad guy. Yeah, that's true. He was afraid I was going to suggest that, and so that's why he left.
Yeah.
Or actually, you know what he was probably doing? He was probably doing it to himself.
If you're willing to do it to her, you better be willing to take it back.
You know, that's very cool, bad guy.
If you don't take it back and you say, whoa, she's going to say, well, why do you want me to do it?
You know, it's very cool to hear a guy with such a tough-sounding voice that's so in touch with his feminine side.
I'm kind of loving it, actually.
Okay, we got another girlfriend for you, but she's already got a boyfriend now, so, you know.
I have no boyfriend.
Oh, she has no boyfriend.
She's
okay.
Got a lock at least.
Great. Okay.
Freedom.
But I don't know where my beautiful man went here.
Oh, oops. We lost the man overboard. Okay, bad guy. Well, So.
Yeah, I don't want to take too much of you guys' time.
So. No, okay.
No, you're great, man.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you,
it's a pleasure meeting you there.
We'll talk to you later. We always like to stay in touch with you, and I hope you get another girl that can
I
be
like
all yours.
I love hearing from you once in a while, you know. I love jumping in here once in a while and getting to talk with you guys. So.
Yeah, we love having your banana dick jumping into our...
Feel free to bring it back anytime.
It's always good conversation, isn't it?
It is.
Kind of like good
time.
And no matter what,
sexy.
No matter what they say, it's not weird looking. It works.
As long as it works.
That's right.
It's perfect.
Well, you know, I really do think people do have these different methods. So, okay. Thanks, bad guy. We'll talk to you later. Whatever way you can reach your holy grail is the way for you to go. So we have Julian. What is this? Another call about anal sex? Is this the same guy?
It always
guy?
Goes there.
It's probably the same
That's
guy.
Funny.
All right.
Or should we try him?
Hey, Julian.
Julian.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Doesn't sound like the same guy. Hi, Julian.
Hello.
Hi. This is Dr. Susan Block. What's going on?
Hi, Dr. Block. How are you doing tonight?
Excellent. What's up?
I had a question in regards to anal sex.
Okay.
That's something I want to perform on my girlfriend, but she's a little bit hesitant, and it's not like she's totally against the idea, but she's interested in trying it out, but we're trying to figure out, I mean, what advice do you have as far as, like...
It's funny, I just had another call about that, so let's start the same way. First, start with licking.
Mm-hmm.
Get it
I've
nice and
that.
Wet with the tongue, analingus. You've done that. Okay, then fingering.
Okay.
Have you done that?
I have a little bit.
You've done a little bit of fingering. Well, you see, the next step is to do a lot of fingering. You know, you just kind of do that more and kind of, you know, really feel for how much she can open up
And make sure you don't hurt her.
Any specific, like, lubrication you suggest at all? Or?
Just a lot of it, a lot of your favorite brand.
Exactly.
Do you already use some kind of lubrication?
We do. For, like, regular sex, we use just, like, KY warming jelly, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, if you're already using KY jelly for regular, then you can certainly use it for anal.
Also, okay, very well.
Some people find that drying, but if you don't, then go ahead, because KY, of course, is very compatible with condoms, so that's good to use.
Also, olive
very
oil.
Well.
Olive oil is not compatible with condoms, darling.
Not with condoms. But
yeah, but these people...
oh, they're not married.
A nice young couple that is probably not married, and who knows.
No.
They're not
so
sure
where they
been.
So they can't use the olive oil. That's only for us Italian married people.
Okay.
Right.
Very
we
good.
Smell like a pizza, and we have a good time.
Put some pepperoni on that, you're all good.
As long as it doesn't throw
well,
off the
thank
pH.
Thank you so much, Dr. Block. I've been listening to you since you were on HBO way back in the 90s, and thank
wow.
you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and I'm still on HBO every once in a while.
Oh, well, I don't have HBO anymore.
Well, see, there you go.
I can't afford cable anymore. So
yeah, I know
what do you mean you can't afford? Wait, you've gone down? You've been downsized?
No. I decided to go back to school and get another degree.
Oh, good for you. What are you studying?
I'm studying film, actually. So.
Film? Oh, so you're going to make movies?
Hopefully, one day.
Hopefully one day.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
You're studying
that's
it. You're spending
goal.
Somebody's money to study this. Be positive.
That's
exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just
okay.
dive in
good
and
good
do
luck
it.
For you.
Thank
we're
you.
Very supportive of movie makers, so
well,
keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's
keep
bye.
It wet.
Yep. Let us know how it goes up the Hershey Highway. Okay, we're going up different highways tonight. We're looking. We're going up the...
the other end.
The other end and all different ends and finding different... Holy Grails. And we have Craig in Skype. Hello, Craig.
Good evening. How are you?
Excellent.
Ooh.
We got an Australian down under.
Australian.
And we're talking about the down under part of the female, so it's appropriate.
I noticed, yes. I was quite surprised.
Surprised?
This is my first real experience. I'm traveling around on live Skype.
I see.
And this is what I happen to stumble across.
I see, because of course, if you regularly listen to my show, you wouldn't be surprised I talk about what happens down under, in the human body,
right,
that is.
Right.
But this is your first Unreal. Time, so welcome to Skype, and welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Oh, thank you. And whereabouts are you located?
We're in Los Angeles. That's
okay.
right. We're in sunny SoCali. And we're talking about the G-spot tonight.
Oh, the G-spot. One of my favorite spots.
Is it?
As it should be.
It nice
should
spot
be.
For a vacation, is it?
Yeah, great spot for a vacation. Great place to hang out. Great place to hang out for a while.
All night would be the best.
Right. So do you feel like you know where a woman's G-spot is pretty well?
I get indicated to where exactly where to go to with my wife, so it works well.
With your wife, yeah.
So you guys have a lot of communication
then,
which is a good thing.
Beg your pardon?
You have a lot of communication together and know what feels
we've been
right.
Yeah, about 13 years.
13 years. Congratulations, that's pretty good.
Now, does she like it, the G-spot orgasm, better than the clitoris? Does she have a preference?
I believe so.
So she likes it better. I think it's awesome because I could do the G-spot all the time.
She never says no, and we always enjoy that once we get into that sort of field. So it's always a great ending.
That is.
Right.
Okay, well, that's good to know that things are going well down under. Did you have any questions for me or my guests?
Not really. I just thought I'd join in and just wait and see what happened in the... And here I am talking to someone in L.A. and all over the world. So
about the G-spot. About your wife's G-spot.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. You can tell your wife you're about your first adventures on Skype now.
Your voice is turning me on.
And your voice is turning Sister Terry on.
You should see her grin. It's really big.
Oh, that's great. if you saw my picture, maybe that would change your mind. But
his voice is starting to crack.
Hold, I've got a decent voice.
You do have a nice voice.
I just have this thing, Australian accents. Just man, I can't help myself.
Yeah, you don't show your picture. I see. Okay.
I can. How do I do that? Oh yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can give Skype instructions right now. But you just upload your picture, man.
Yeah, no,
you know, a little upload.
I spoke to
thing.
My father. I spoke to my father earlier today, and I was on the webcam set up, so I don't know why I haven't got it here.
Okay, well, you know, you go from your father to talking to strangers about sex. It's good.
That's a big jump. Actually, that's huge.
All in one day?
Yes.
That's right.
I wonder what your father would think.
All right, Craig, thanks so much for joining us, and keep listening, and join in again.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
All right,
thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye,
mate. All right. So, back to my guest. Michael Schussler, author of The Holy G Rail.
Yeah, let's put the dash in there. The Holy G Dash Rail. Because if people were to Google it, they'd end up at the Holy Grail, and you'd never find the book.
They'd end up at the Holy Grail, meaning the Holy Grail as in the myth of the Holy
Correct.
Grail.
Correct, and there's 10,000 books on it.
Oh,
if you go Holy G Dash Rail, you come up right with the book. You got to put the dash in there.
You got to put the dash in there.
HolyG-Rail.com and Amazon.com is what it's on right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought because I was saying G-Rail, but okay.
A lot of people aren't quite, they don't get it. They just leave a space, and if you put the space in, then it'll say, do you mean the Holy Grail? And then they'll click yes, and then you're in every kind of cup searching
And they could type in your name, probably, but then they'd have to know how to spell that, which is very complicated.
That it is. Yeah. But you say it quite well, and I'm very happy.
I'm a Lonsman.
It's great.
Okay, so anyway. The Holy Grail is, the myth of the Holy Grail is kind of this, gosh, it's a concept, it's an idea of knights searching for the meaning of life, for documentation, something to do with Jesus. Of course, there's the whole idea that it's really something to do with Mary Magdalene's marriage to Jesus.
Correct.
There's a lot of different ideas of the Holy Grail, but it has captured the imagination of the Western world for thousands of years, over 1,000 years.
Exactly.
1,000 years. And so now, you know, you've taken it into this whole idea of the G-spot, which is cute.
Well, I really believe you ladies are the Holy Grail. And the funny thing is when I wrote it in that perspective that if we treat you as such, polish the chalice, then we will, in return, be blessed with immortality, because you can turn us, you ladies can turn us into children, us guys, and you have the ability of birth and creating. You are the vessel of life.
Boy, this is heavy. I'm starting to feel like I'm too many things. Okay,
life,
but no, that's
the
cool.
Holy Grail.
Yeah, the vessel,
and
the Holy Grail.
And that's, I mean, it all came to me, and it was really funny because after I wrote it and had the manuscript, a gentleman I worked with said, you got to see the Da Vinci Code. And it's like, what's that?
Oh, you didn't know about the Da Vinci Code?
I didn't know about it. No, I wrote it. It came through me. And not until afterward. I'm an artist also. And there was one time I was playing online poker. And there was on the HBO behind me a thing on the master's paintings and the fact that Mary Magdalene might be next to Jesus. And it caught my attention because it's beautiful artwork, and I was looking at the artwork. But that was like 5 years prior to the book, and it was just about the artwork.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well,
and
I mean, it's a great idea that should be revisited more
well,
than
there's
once.
A lot of
well,
in there.
And if you think about it, you know, maybe Da Vinci meant women in general. Maybe it's a bloodline. There's so many different things, and I wrote the book, and it came through me, so to speak. It did. It was an epiphany after, you know, exploring it with Lady G and finding a different way for men to focus their attention upon it,
and to make the woman feel special. And we get a lot of letters from women and men saying, you know, thanking us for making them slow down and take the time to
remember
to really make their woman feel special. And
again, I mean,
know,
marriages, that's why they go awry,
ma'am kind of thing. So
a lot of times, you know, you get in a rut and it's Thursday night at 7 p.m. or you miss it for a week, and you know, and it you got to get out of that. You know, if you treat your lady like the vessel of life, she will treat you and make you feel the same. And I think it's very, very important. And that's in all aspects. How many times do you, I mean, you've got a beautiful place here, Dr. Susie.
Well, thank you.
And how many times do you come in and see a smile on your coworkers, and you just know that they had beautiful sex the night before or that day, and they just light up the room?
My coworkers. I don't know how to answer that question. Do I have coworkers?
Do I see a smile on
people's faces at the speakeasy? Wow. I mean, I see people having sex sometimes at the speakeasy.
Well,
and I see people sometimes, usually when they've had a lot of sex the night before and I want them to be working, they look annoyed with me.
Well, many of them.
They don't have a smile on their face.
Maybe they still want to be in bed.
Exactly. That's right.
My whole point is
no, I know.
When people
I'm just
are
teasing
happy,
you. I'm a big tease. People are happy, they're orgasmic. I mean, when people are orgasmic, they're happy.
And it brings everyone around.
They're tired. And one thing is that they're probably too tired to bomb other people. You know, tire them out so they don't make war. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Make orgasms, not war.
Yeah.
That's it.
Changing the world. Our motto, changing the world one orgasm at a time.
Now, is this what you guys do? You change the world one orgasm at a time. Do you have another job? Or?
I'm an artist and a photographer, and then I do have the bread.
You're a photographer. What do you take pictures of?
Nudes.
Yes. I brought a few of them.
Oh,
that
really?
You can look at.
Let's look at some nudes.
It's over on your bar.
Lady G? Or,
it
mean,
is.
It
your
might.
Nude?
It might be.
Might be. Okay.
I got her in a magazine, and we're working on another one. And I like taking the feminine form in coarse environments, you know, like coral and you know, rough environments, having that soft body, nakedness, and
cool.
And that beauty.
I got to see this. Is anybody around?
It's on the bar.
It's on the bar. Okay. I want to see these lovely.
No, I just brought the photos. Now, there's a few of me mixed in that Lady G took in. But
a few of you. Well, you're also a little bit of an exhibitionist.
Yes.
Michael's very passionate. He's a very passionate man. So he practices what he preaches. He doesn't just, you know, he wrote the book because he felt very strongly about honoring and cherishing women.
And I felt very strongly in reminding gentlemen out there to do this.
Oh, okay.
Here's the nude photography.
Let's have a look at these nude photos. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm
baby.
Sorry this is not a
And then I also
webcam.
Do sensual skyscapes.
Girl hanging out naked by a car in cowboy boots. That's cool. Nice. There's Michael all naked out. Yep. Hanging out. Cool. Your hair is different here. You have a different hair.
A little bit shorter.
A little bit short. No, it's blonde. You got some. You have blonde hair.
When I spend a lot of time in the sun, it bleaches.
Oh, this is the picture from your book with you with the sword. The sword being the male.
That's on MySpace.
Right.
That's on
MySpace.
That snuck on there. That wasn't supposed to go, Lady G.
I don't know how that happened.
Now, most of these pictures are Michael. You say you're a
photographer.
Well,
no.
More
get through the black and white. Get through that
the
stuff.
You're the model. Look at this.
Yes. No, I do.
It's at the bottom. It's the bottom of the pile.
Oh, yeah.
Someone was looking through the pictures and...
Someone was and kept yours on top.
Yes.
Okay. Paul is here. Wait, I'm going to put... Speaking of on top,
Paul.
I'm going to put Paul into talking. Hello, Paul.
Good evening, Susan. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, all the others.
Terry. Remember Sister Terry.
You never remember me, Paul.
Terry. I cannot forget Terry, of course.
Thank you,
but
Paul.
But the gentleman from the Holy G Grail, of course, I didn't know, so I was listening.
Yes,
and,
Michael.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
And what do you
and
think?
So I thought I'd go up. Maybe I can, well, I don't know. I will look it up. If I spell it right, and I just wanted to say you are looking here in front of us all these nice, hopefully pictures, And
yes,
I'm looking at nice pictures of Michael naked.
And now that now you're getting into the good ones.
And now this is Lady G, also naked, looking cute, looking hot. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Very
you
nice.
Know, and what?
Yeah.
We missed that. We missed that, of course, completely. But that is that's a part of.
No, I know. You can't see this. This is too bad.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's okay.
Some of them are really.
I didn't get it.
Well, well, they're nice. So now I'm being distracted by looking at pictures. So did you have a question or a comment, Paul, for our guests or anything on the subject? Of
the
G spot.
I have all these.
Okay, very good.
I spoke with some ladies, and really there is one. She asked me, really, is there something like a G spot? I said, well, you really never found it, or somebody did it with you? And she says she's really questioning that it's existing. And I was surprised. I don't think she's too young to know this.
Is this a lady on the internet?
I don't want to. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to identify her, but it's not a lady that you like live with.
No, I don't know her. I don't know her.
Right.
But the thing is that she is questioning it, that she thinks she's not sure that this is existing.
I can understand that.
And do you think, my question is,
yeah,
what do you think the percentage of women who actually don't know it and or don't experience this ever, is this more than 50%? Is it only 20% who have this? Or is there a lot of work to do to tell these women, it is there and you...
Well, it's not about telling them. It's about taking the time and releasing them, I think. If they haven't experienced it, we have a family member, shall we say, that she, when I wrote the book, was kind of scoffing. And it's like, well, is it a clitoris orgasm or is it a G-spot? And she's like, I don't have my face down there. I don't know. Well, obviously, it's clitoris, because if she doesn't know, she has not had a G-spot, because the two orgasms are totally, completely
different. Well, but let me just say something. I don't think they're totally, completely different. Like, you know, a hit over the head would be totally, completely different.
That's true.
You know, they're both forms of pleasure in the same general pelvic area.
Uh-huh.
And there are some that would say, and I would be one of them, that the G-spot is the backside of the clitoris, that the clitoris is really this large rooted thing that goes through the whole vagina, and that the kind of the end of it inside of the vagina would be the G-spot. So they are related, and in fact, when certain women spank their clitoris, they squirt.
Exactly.
They do not even put their finger inside.
Correctly.
I'm not capable of that, although I am capable of feeling tremendous pleasure inside from clitoral stimulation,
yes,
as well as feeling a lot of clitoral kind of excitement from G-spot stimulation. To me, they are very related. It's true you can have a clitoral orgasm or a G-spot orgasm, and you know, but then the best one is the blended orgasm.
That's it.
That is
That's
so,
it.
You know,
no argument there.
Why
separate?
Lady G,
Blended is when you have really a clitoral orgasm blended with a G-spot and a sort of an all-around vaginal orgasm as well. There's kind of three orgasms that are part of the blended orgasms, and then if you really want to have the cherry on top, you're also squirting, although by that time you're probably in the loony bin.
We find Lady G with the clitoral stimulation is the best way to get her to go with the G. It's a combination. We can
combination
do it without. But if we do the clitoral stimulation on top of the G-spot stimulation, it's much quicker and...
more intense, definitely more intense.
More intense, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. What does your wife prefer, Paul?
Pardon?
What
did you say?
Your wife, what does she like?
Well, she likes everything actually, and but we tried this grilling, you know, with this one what you had once on your show, where you just stimulate the clitoris, and this didn't work. We didn't manage to squill until now. We didn't. We tried a lot, and
haven't squirted.
Nice,
she hasn't squirted yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
no.
we're not. This no. is not a, this. This particular program is not all about squirting. It's also about just having a G-spot orgasm that doesn't have to involve squirting, but that usually would involve flowing. You see, to some degree, squirting is about trajection, the trajectory of the fluid. And, you know, sometimes you're just not going to be shooting it. You're just kind of flowing a lot of liquid running like a river out of the woman, but not squirting, and, of course, a lot of pleasure, an orgasm from the G-spot.
Yep.
Okay, so does she do that? Does she do that? I mean, you don't have to...
She does that very much. Yeah, she likes it. But, you know, I'm on your show frequently because I'm your Asian correspondent.
Yes, you are.
I try, Dave. So when I heard this, I said, well, look, Susan had a great, I think that's an interesting thing. We should try that. She said, yeah, let's try. So we tried. We didn't manage until now, but we're still trying. So
now, you tried to, and then you tried to squirt through G-spot stimulation.
Yeah.
With the penis or the finger or a toy?
No, the finger.
The finger, okay. And, and so, okay, well...
That's a good place to start.
It's a good place to start. You know, have you tried doing... has she ever tried using a vibrator?
Yeah, of course she used it frequently.
Okay.
She
didn't like the vibrator?
She didn't like... She said at the beginning it's not necessary because she has everything. I said, no way. You try this. It's good. It's some time ago. She said, no, I don't want this rubbish all. But she took it, and she loves it now. She loves it also, and it's nice.
Oh. Yeah.
I would recommend it to all the women, I think.
I would ask you if you have tried doing the G-spot stimulation with your finger while she's using the vibrator on her clitoris.
Okay.
Try that, and tell her to breathe deep in and out and kind of push out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And to really and do it when you tried this before, Paul, did you do it in the bed or did you do it
in bed.
She a very clean woman?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, of course. So she probably didn't want to wet the bed. On some level she didn't
No.
Well,
I told her what it is. She
I know you told her. Psychologically,
the first time I squirted,
I had to do it on a patio.
Yes.
I felt funny about it. Even though I knew it was okay, and my man said, it's okay. You know, still, you sort of feel funny about it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a good idea to do it in the bathtub or on a patio. You know?
Or lots of towels.
I mean, lots of towels even feels weird at the first time.
That's true. And
I
if your head's wrapped
you
up
you
want to
feel like you're out of the bed. I think that that's an element of the psychology.
Yeah.
Is to be out of the... Because
that's very good.
Because we grew up as little kids, we girls, we just like you boys, we were trained not to wet the bed.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there's a psychological repression of that. We don't want to wet the bed, even if we know intellectually that it's not pee. It still feels wrong. So sometimes it's good for the first time or two to get out of the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's really, it's really important because ladies, once you get that block in your mind of doing something dirty or unclean and you start thinking about the fact that you're going to wet the bed, you're not going to orgasm. Not that way. I mean, it'll take a lot longer because you're thinking. It's like waiting for your, you know, wondering what's happening with a friend of yours that just called and you're making love to your man and all of a sudden it's like, well, God, I got to make this phone call. You just can't focus on the task at hand making love, I think you need to release all the inhibitions, and that includes any of the subconscious stuff that you were brought up with.
Yeah.
The no-nos.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got definitely a lot to do tonight, Paul. No, you don't have to do it all tonight.
Well, I will try, and I will let you know. I will follow up. And I think, Susan, it's a good point what you said, because this psychological thing in the head,
exactly.
I believe, this, you don't even have to think about it.
No.
But it's maybe there, you know, and that blocks something, and you have to be unblocked.
Right.
Yes.
According to your name. Or so
exactly. Unblocking
unblocked
with Dr. Block.
Yeah.
Right.
Dr. Block will unblock
the unblocking system.
Your inhibitions. Paul, it's always
I
good to talk with you.
Chance, maybe, but nobody's in waiting, so.
You what?
That's why I'm still
oh,
here.
You
want to
get, well.
I said I would love to.
Do you know anybody down there that you would recommend?
Talk?
People keep popping up with questions that they write too quickly for me to read. And besides, I don't like to read stuff. I want people to talk to me. I want to hear voices.
There's no inflection with words on a page.
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah. I could read some of these. Let's see. Yeah.
We're at 3 minutes.
Oh, we're at 3 minutes. Okay. Well, we're going to go anyway. We're already done. How do you like that? Okay, Paul. Great to talk with you.
Very nice.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. For
okay.
Sister.
Being interested.
Okay, sister. That he was going to say Terry.
Sister Terry.
Okay,
yes.
So can I? These are my favorite pictures. Wait a second. I have.
Oh, she picked the one that's on your arm. He has a tattoo on that one of the one.
Which one?
The very bottom one.
The bottom one.
He has that.
Okay,
on
this one. I'm not sure. Can I put these on my blog?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you have these digitally, or should I scan them in?
Scan them in.
We'll scan them in. Okay. All right. So.
They were negatives.
Thank you guys so much for.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's been
joining
really,
us.
Really
and a pleasure.
Pleasure.
And Michael, tell them where they can get the book.
Oh
yeah.
Go.
TheHolyG-Rail.com or Amazon.com. Just type in G-S-P-O-T. You don't even have to go to the books. It'll send you right to the book. It's number one.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. And there's sequels. He has four more books
remember
coming out.
Remember the Dash.
So.
Yeah, Remember the Dash. Or you're going to go to the Holy Grail, and you'll never find it. So the HolyG-Rail.com.
Wow. What is this little gizmo in here?
What
this is a picture here with you with a sword, which I think is very cute. I like the sword.
He loves swords.
And
right.
So what is this thing?
That's a candle and a one of those balls, the maces.
Oh, that's a candle. Okay, I gotcha.
A candle, yeah. There were a couple candles lit next to me.
Ah, I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Lady G was getting kinky.
Oh, right.
Kinky,
you are kinky,
say.
Huh?
You're
kinky having a good time. I'm always glad to see people having a good time together. I think that's so wonderful that you've got this wonderful kind of sexy, hot relationship and spreading the sex all around.
Yeah, well, and you're doing a wonderful job, and thank you so
very, very much
again. It's really wonderful for dropping by, allowing us to drop by.
Okay. And thank you, Sister Terry.
Yes.
Of course, anytime.
And thank you, Brother Dave.
You're quite welcome.
And thank you, my darling listeners. And we will be back again sooner than you think. In the meantime, we're about to let you listen to a show on Radio Susie 1 TV. And if you want to watch the show, you have to join at drsusanblock.com. If you just want to listen, of course, that's for free. In the meantime, I want you to be good, be happy. Follow your heart to the Holy Grail, the Holy Grail of her heart, the Holy Grail of her desire. It's physical, it's spiritual, it's emotional. You know, it's right between her legs, it's right between her ears, it's right between her titties, deep inside her heart. That's right, the Holy Grail. It's worth the journey. And always remember, the goal is the journey. Right? Because you never really find it. I mean, you find sort of these spots, but you don't completely uncover the mystery of your woman or the mystery of life. It's a constant journey. That's the goal, is to enjoy the journey and have lots of orgasms along the way. Turn swords into plowshares, guns into vibrators. Make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. By the way, oh yeah. Wait a second. Yeah. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. And, by the way, you can find your own G-spot. We've been talking a lot about other people finding your G-spot, but you can find it yourself with your own finger. You can find it yourself with a toy. You can find it yourself with your desire. So make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
From our house to your house, you've been listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. And we want to thank you for having us in your lovely home. And we're always grateful that you invite us. And we love you, and remember peace, and a piece of this and a piece of that and a little piece makes the world go round. And I'm going to go ahead and play the new selection for today, and hang out if you want, or go somewhere else if you want. In the meantime, take care. We love you.
Kind of almost a religious holiday. Not as big as Eros Day, of course, but still a time to stimulate your lovers and celebrate your love and masturbate.